inspired cuisine to their menu.
Okay, would this be because Paddington in Peru arrives in cinemas on November the 8th?
Oh, I love Paddington. Yes, it is. The bear is back, Kat, and you can cook easy and delicious meals inspired by Paddington's tasty adventures in Peru with ingredients delivered to your door from HelloFresh.
And right now, if you head over to the Magic Radio website, there's the chance to win a year's HelloFresh subscription and a very tasty £1,000.
Oh, what a brilliant prize. Kat, we did all that without mentioning marmalade sandwiches once.
Until just then.
Oh, I did it then, didn't I?
Recording at the solar farm.
To learn more, visit aboutamazon.co.uk/sustainability.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Top stories, they're sour. A baby's died after a migrant boat got into difficulties while crossing the English Channel. French authorities say they noticed the vessel was in trouble last night and managed to rescue 65 people from the water. One of the chief architects of the Hamas October 7th attacks has been killed by Israeli forces. Western leaders say they're hopeful the death of Yahya Sinwar might pave the way for a peace deal. But Samark Lyle Grant, who's a former UK ambassador to the UN, says Benjamin Netanyahu might not want a ceasefire.
He won't be that interested in ending this conflict soon. He feels that the upper hand is certainly with the Israeli military now, both in Lebanon and in Gaza, and I'm not sure he will want to engage seriously in any negotiations that brings that conflict to an end.
Memorials for former One Direction star Liam Payne are being organised in cities across the UK for the weekends, including in London, Birmingham and Glasgow. Other members of the band have released a joint statement saying they're completely devastated. The 31-year-old died after falling from the balcony of a hotel in Argentina on Wednesday. The government wants to get people back to work by drawing up plans for what they describe as a fully integrated benefits system. The employment minister says GPs could be given more powers to liaise with job centres. Under Labour proposals to boost growth, she says some places in the UK need a combination of better job opportunities and support for people to land the work. Alison McGovern says the government has a role in doing that.
We know from the figures that we have 1.8 million people in this country who are out of work who say that they want a job. So we have a responsibility to get that help to them and get them back into work.
And the King and Queen have landed in Australia for their first major overseas tour since His Majesty's cancer diagnosis. Charles and Camilla will travel across the country for the next 6 days before heading to Samoa. A fine and dry day for most of us. Showers in western parts, though, with some getting heavy, highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical. Penny Smith.
On Magic Classical.
Thank you. Autumn from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And I tell you what, I don't know about you, but it really felt autumnal today because I looked out and it was foggy. Actually, one of those beautiful fogs, quite high. So not too, not one of those almost pea soupers there. Christian Lee and the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. It was an embarrassing day at the Museum of Modern Art in New York on this very day in 1961. They suddenly noticed something about the Matisse painting that they had proudly displayed to crowds for 46 days.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
El aire
Saeed singing Rafael Aguirre on the guitar and a song by Jose Serrano called La Canción del Olvido, a song of oblivion, I think. And before that, it was part of Shostakovich's Jazz Suite number 2. Always a welcome listen for that. So going back to October the 18th, 1961, there they were, dead chuffed at the Museum of Modern Art with the fact that they'd got big crowds to come and look at Matisse's Le Bateau. 116,000 people had passed through over the 46 days that it was unveiled. I'm kind of imagining the comments, oh, look at the economy of lime, the beautiful proportions, Matisse, genius. And then someone noticed it was hanging upside down. To be fair, I can see how easy it would be to do that. It's a blue sail with the outline of a cloud or two reflected in the water. Four lines form a cloud, and then you've got this triangular cell. The exhibition was called The Last Works of Matisse, Large Cut Gouache. And even Henri Matisse's son Pierre, who was an art dealer, had gone through. Didn't notice. It was a Wall Street stockbroker, Genevieve Habbott, who said, would Matisse have put the more complex motif at the bottom and the lesser motif on the top? And she told loads of people. And they all kind of went, what do you know, though? December the 4th is when it finally got flipped. And the reason it got flipped, they were taking it down. So it got flipped. And the curator responsible for hanging upside down did have an excuse. She said that the label on the back was the wrong way up. And there were various other things that she sort of said, you know, look at that. That's why it was hanging the wrong way up. Anyway, there we go. Lots of people enjoyed it, whichever way up it was. Our listener in residence, Tony in Bedfordshire, is going to be along in about an hour's time, actually, sharing his fifth and final favourite. We have ranged the gamut with Tony. We've been from Bach to opera. We've had a stringy piece. We've had some Richter. Where are we going today? Find out in an hour. I can tell you elsewhere, there's some Robin Hood, some Caruso, and some Back to the Future. But first, Beethoven.
Thank you.
was Beethoven's Coriolan Overture, and that was composed in the very first decade of the 19th century as incidental music for a play by a chap called Heinrich Joseph van Collin, a tragedy involving a Roman general who developed political aspirations, and then he was unsuccessful at that, then he was thrown out, then he turned traitor, and it all went horribly wrong. It's all going delightfully well round these parts with more excellent melodies, and Bach fans may prick up their ears. It is him next.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music. Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
They're here to support every survivor and their family for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
I'm very proud to launch my new M&S Food and Tom Kerridge Gastropub range. It's taken years of hard work to bring the flavours of my restaurants to the shelves of M&S. So choose a main, side, and either a starter or a dessert in the Gastropub dine-in. For your starter, try my pork pate made with pork belly, bacon and roasted mushrooms, then topped with a chicken stock glaze. This is not just food. This is Tom Kerridge and M&S Gastropub food. Subject to availability, T's and C's apply.
Ah, autumn. The most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda New Car event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 24. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
You all right, guys?
I need
the kitchen.
The office.
The lounge.
The living room for a meeting.
For my spin class.
For my live stream.
For my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Gusto presents the recipe box with the greatest choice. Fresh quality ingredients delivered to your door. Featuring tasty 10-minute meals, global cuisines and family classics. Steal the show with over 250 recipes every month. From £2.99 a meal, Gusto. Sign up now at gusto.co.uk for 60% off your first box. Price per portion of a standard 5-recipe subscription box for 4 people excludes £3.99 delivery. Verify at gusto.co.uk/choice.
Poor Sandra. She's bedbound, burning up, wishing she'd gone to Boots. Her throat's sore, head's pounding, and on top of all that, now she's feeling the FOMO, because judging from the group chat, she's just missed the best movie night ever. So don't do a Sandra. Get your flu jab, administered with care by a Boots healthcare professional, and make the most of winter. Book yours in-store or at boots.com/flu. Boots. With you. For life. Eligibility criteria apply. Charges may apply. Subject to availability.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £42 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Well, if you insist.
Hit it! Deadly like you've never did before!
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Tesco Finest Hog Roast Joint with golden crackling. Served in a soft bap or savoured for Sunday roast. However you go the whole hog, only the finest joints of British pork are selected for our succulent hog roast. With deliciously crispy crackling. Make your everyday taste better with Tesco Finest. Selected larger stores excludes Northern Ireland.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Concerto in D minor for two violins by Bach. I'm wondering what the rest of the day has in store for you today. Maybe you're like one of our listeners and contemplating a frittata. Or maybe you're busy working away and things are getting a little bit stressful. Whatever you're up to, can I highlight our relaxing playlists? You've got Peaceful Piano, Chill Out Classics and In the Park, all sorts of other ones actually, but those I'm just highlighting. Perfect if you need music in the background to help you keep going, keep you chilled, no matter what the day throws at you. Now, you can find those playlists and more on the Rayo app, which is where you can also listen to live radio or catch up with any shows that you've missed. So if you've just tuned in now and you think, do you know what? I wonder what happened in the 10 o'clock hour. I wonder what the Penny for Your Thoughts quiz was. Well, you can go and find out on the Rayo app. Rayo, R-A-Y-O. R-A-Y-O. It's the Rayo app. Go to your app store to go and get started on that. Here's an example of the sort of thing you might hear on our Peaceful Piano playlist. This is Eustace Rumenap and A Place Like Home. Thank you.
The magic of classical music.
Magic Classical.
Michael Kamen's music for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. And if you look up the reviews for the film by moviegoers, you're confronted with a selection of pretty much so bad it's good comments, including Kevin Costner's questionable English accent as Robin Hood, Alan Rickman's camp performance as Sheriff of Nottingham, the out of nowhere late cameo by Sean Connery as King Richard, and someone mentioned an awesome point of view shot from an arrow. I never saw it. I'm normally up for a medieval romp, but a friend of mine told me not to. Mentioned the dialogue and the miscasting. But now I think I need to watch it. I have seen both the film and the musical of Back to the Future. We'll be mounting our hoverboards shortly.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke every day. Hear inspiring stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
Xero Small Business Accounting Software puts more financial control at your fingertips. So you have the might to master everyday admin, like raising invoices, staying on top of VAT, managing payroll, and controlling your cash flow. Let your clever little digits loose on Xero and get smarter accounting for your small business at your fingertips. Search Xero with an X and keep your finger on the button.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.
If you insist.
Hit it! Definitely like like you've never did before.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Dave can't remember much about 2007. He can't recall what Christmas number one, who won the FA Cup, or what sort of summer it was. But one memory stays with him. The young Afghan girl that he couldn't save. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Ah, autumn. The most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda New Car event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 24. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Hannah Cox with news of your Saturday morning soundtrack. Big favourites from Bizet, Puccini and Elgar, some screen time hits from Pride and Prejudice and The Blue Planet, and a mindfulness moment from Bob Dylan and Fauré. Why not join me from 8 or listen at your leisure on the Rayo app. Lovely. Raffaella Gromos on cello, Anais Godemar on harp, and Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee. And before that, Alan Silvestri's music for Back to the Future. Here's a question. What's on the agenda for Sunday evening? Because whatever you're up to, Darren Reddick wants to hear from you. He's on Magic Classical from 7 p.m. playing your requests. All you have to do is let him know who you are, what you'd like to hear, and why. Text 61054, starting a message with the word classical. You can email classicalrequests@magic.co.uk or leave a voice note on the WhatsApp 07593 139 729.
Dove il mare luccica e tira forte il vento, su una vecchia terrazza davanti al golfo di Suriento, un uomo abbraccia una ragazza dopo che aveva pianto, poi si schiarisce la voce e ricomincia il canto. Che voglio bene assai, ma tanto, tanto bene assai. E ora catena ormai, che scioglie sangue niente bene sai. Vide le luci in mezzo al mare, penso alle notti là in America, ma erano solo le lampare e la bianca scia di un'edica. Senti il dolore nella musica, si alzò dal piano forte, ma quando vide la luna uscire da una nuvola, gli sembrò più dolce anche la morte. Guardò negli occhi la ragazza, quegli occhi verdi come il mare. Poi all'improvviso uscì una lacrima e lui credetti di affogare. Te voglio bene assai, ma tanto, tanto bene assai. E una catena ormai potenza della lirica, dove ogni dramma è un falso, che con un po' di trucco e con la mimica puoi diventare un altro. Ma due occhi che ti guardano così vicini e veri ti fan scordare le parole, confondono i pensieri. Così diventa tutto piccolo, anche le notti là in America. Ti volti e vedi la tua vita come la scia di un'elica. Ma sì, è la vita che finisce, ma lui non ci penso mai tanto. Anzi, sentiva già felice e ricominciò il suo canto.
The brilliant Jonas Kaufmann and the orchestra of the Teatro Massimo Palermo and Lucio Dalla's Caruso, written in 1986 and dedicated to the superstar tenor Enrico Caruso, the first international recording star. And if you're trying to fix 1986 in your mind's eye, that was the year that Argentina won the World Cup. They beat West Germany. They'd beaten England earlier with one goal scored by Maradona's hand, the hand of God, he called it. And also, 1986, the final stretch of the M25 was opened, the world's longest ring road at the time. And nowadays, periodically, the longest parking lot. Sibelius's Corellia Suite after the news.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Stroke can impact anyone, any age. Hear real stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
Give Virgin Media lightning-fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Phone, purse, keys. They must be in my work bag. Or maybe my weekend bag. They're not in my walking the dog bag. What about my everyday bag? Or the bag I wear every day that I don't wear my everyday bag?
Too many bags? On Vinted, you can sell your pre-loved clothes and accessories fast. All with zero fees. Don't wear it, sell it. Download Vinted today.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. we may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific, move beyond.
Ah, autumn. The most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda New Car event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 2024. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
This October.
Hello, I am Ra.
Don't miss The Wild Robot.
Where are you from?
I do not know.
Critics are saying movies just don't get better than this.
You need to learn how to survive on this island.
Activating learning mode.
From the filmmakers who brought you How to Train Your Dragon.
You are ordered to return home.
Are those your parents?
Negative.
It's incredibly funny, uplifting, and a stunning cinematic experience.
I want to become more than I was programmed to be.
The Wild Robot, in cinemas now.
The world is vast, offering endless possibilities. But Claire's world has only been getting smaller. She doesn't leave the country. She barely leaves the house. Still traumatized by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this lunchtime. The King and Queen have landed in Australia for their first major overseas tour since His Majesty's cancer diagnosis. Charles and Camilla will travel across the country for the next 6 days before heading to Samoa. But not everyone's pleased to see them. The country's Republican movement has branded the visit the Farewell Oz Tour. John McTernan is a former advisor to a former Australian Prime Minister. He says the relationship with the monarchy there is complicated.
Australians sort of think of themselves as halfway towards a republic already, haven't finalised the deal, but there's still respect for the king here, but it's not all over the papers, all over the media, like it has been in the past.
Niall Horan says he'll cherish every moment he had with former One Direction bandmate Liam Payne. The 31-year-old died after falling from a hotel balcony in Argentina, where he'd recently seen Niall in concert. In a post on Instagram, the Irish singer says he's absolutely devastated about the passing of his amazing friend. A baby's died after a boat carrying migrants capsized in the English Channel. Another 65 were rescued from the water and taken back to France. Cabinet Minister Alison McGovern says people smuggling gangs must be stopped.
The Home Secretary has appointed a border commander to report directly to take control of this situation. But at a human level, I just can never get over the absolute devastation that this causes and what an utterly dreadful situation this is.
Israel's Prime Minister is promising to press on with the wars in Gaza and Lebanon after his troops killed Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar yesterday. Iran says the spirit of resistance will be strengthened by his death. The flight returning former First Minister Alex Salmond to Scotland has taken off from North Macedonia. Mr Salmond died on Saturday from a heart attack while speaking at a conference there. And Sir Elton John's made a surprise appearance at Dua Lipa's concert at London's Royal Albert Hall. The 77-year-old retired last year but says he'll still perform every now and again, and that was one of those occasions. A fine and dry day for most of us. Showers in western parts, though, with some getting heavy, highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Magic Classical.